Hey, you want that to go?
It's time for Takeouts This Morning. We do it every morning. Looks at stories we want you to stay on top of this week. Ibrahim is here. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor, with another pick from his list of the most memorable sports stories of the year. Today we're talking about pro football quarterback Brett Favre and what you call, Ibrahim, the Favre saga. Now, for listeners who've been living under a rock since 2009, lay out the story about the Brett Favre saga. This is one of your top stories.
So this is this actually started at the end of the 2007 season when Brett Favre and the Green Bay Packers parted ways, and it was not a good split. It was actually a split that played itself out over many weeks and many months over ESPN and radio and sports television and everything. Then Brett Favre finally, he retired, quote unquote retired. Then he signed with the New York Jets, and that was amazing. He came in to the beleaguered Jets fans were like, hailing him as a hero. He was going to rescue the franchise, and they sped to an 8-3 record. It was amazing, and then they had just as much of a collapse at the end of the season.
This is just an ESPN soap opera. They don't have to pay writers.
This is essentially a soap opera. Then at the end of that season, it came out that he had a rotator cuff injury. He ended up having to get surgery. He retired again, quote unquote, retired again. Right. And then there was some waffling back and forth. Where was he going to go? Where was he going to go? And then the Minnesota Vikings put in a lot of energy and plucked him out, and then they pulled him and made him part of the Vikings. So the saga that it was he going to play or was he not going to play? Was he going to play or was he not going to play? And then we can go to this.
Yeah, there was a little heated discussion, I guess you would call it. Brad wanted to go in a different direction, and I wanted to stay in the game. I mean, we're up 7-6. Yeah, it's not 70-6, but we're up 7-6. So, I said, I'm staying in the game. I'm playing.
Now, that's Brett Favre himself earlier this week, right?
Correct. And now this is the end of the saga. Well, this is the extension or the continuation of the saga is that this past week,
Burns to direct this. Yeah,
it's true. Brad Childress is the coach of the Minnesota Vikings, and Brett Favre had a heated discussion on the sideline in the middle of a game the Vikings were losing 7-6 last Sunday night. They ended up losing the game. 24-6, I believe, and there was a lot of confusion about what they were talking about on the sideline. Well, Brad Childress wanted to take him out of the game because he wasn't playing well. The real fact is that the Minnesota Vikings, who started off the season amazing, their offense has sputtered of late. They've lost two games in a row. They don't look as good, and it looks like a similar collapse to when Favre was with the Jets.
Yeah.
So this is setting up is the next saga or the next phase.
Yeah, how much longer is he really going to go? I mean, how old is Brett Favre?
He's 40 years old.
He's 40 years old.
He's okay. The first 40-year-old starting quarterback in the NFL.
He's got two seasons left if he's lucky, and they're probably not going to be good ones at his age.
Well,
I'm turning 40 in like a week. Come
on,
now. He's not a senior citizen.
But you don't get hammered by linebackers every day.
This is the thing about Brett Favre is that Brett Favre is able to like bounce in the pocket and pick his receivers and get rid of the ball really well. You can't be in the NFL that long and get hit that much.
All right, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor. It's the Brett Favre saga. Apparently has a chapter or two yet to be written.
Going,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ibrahim.
And for our last takeout, we turn the mic over to our listeners. Earlier this week, we had a discussion about people who whiten their resumes in order to boost their chances of getting a job. One of our guests told us she even changed her name so that she wouldn't face discrimination. Carolyn called us from Boston at 8778-MY-TAKE.
Italians did the same. Did they have to whiten their names? Jews did the same in the past. Did they whiten their names?
They actually did. Italians and Jews both changed their names to make them sound more European. But Caroline King weighed in about this name-changing issue. She emailed us at mytakeatthetakeaway.org. This is nothing new. My mother is Czech. Her name was Maria Teresa Francisca Odlozil. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. When she became a nurse, she changed her name to Mary Odell. That was in the late 30s.
Turning now to the holiday season, what's Christmas Eve without a carol? All week we've asked you to sing your favorite holiday songs, and boy, oh boy, did you deliver.
Hey, Paul Dubois, I'm calling from Cahuncin, New York. This is my favorite Christmas song. Santa's roasting on an open fire. Elves are boiling in a stew. In the air, everywhere, shoppers pulling their hair. Merry Christmas to you.
Hi, my name is Jeannie, and this is the Christmas favorite song that I'd like to sing. Rum bum 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 rum bum 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 rum bum 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 bum.
Our newborn king to see for rum bum bum.
My name is Mal Coles. My favorite song at Christmas is Vince Vance and the Valiants. All I want for Christmas is you. And you are the angel atop my tree. You're my dream come true. Santa can't bring me what I need. Cause all I want for Christmas is you.
Oh, those are great. Those are great. A little spoken word there from Mel. Thanks, Mel.
Susan, and I'm calling from Wakefield, Mass, and my favorite holiday song is the Eartha Kitt version of Santa Baby. Santa Baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa Baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
Susan, very, very nice. She may just win the prize for the prettiest voice, although everyone is getting major bonus points for singing. Thank you for calling. Thank you for singing.
Been an awful good girl, Santa Baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa Baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa Baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.